It's The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. Hurricane Maria made landfall in Puerto Rico nearly 2 months ago, but many people on the island are still living without power and improvising in their everyday lives to get by. Alana Casanova Burgess is a producer for WNYC, and she's been reporting in Puerto Rico for the past week. Alana, welcome to The Takeaway.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, what have you seen?
I'm seeing that people here are really frustrated still. They're frustrated that they don't have electricity, that they, in many cases, don't have water. And really, those are just the basics. On top of that, they're trying to figure out what their future looks like. Many businesses have shuttered here. People don't have jobs. And many plans that people had for, you know, the next steps in their lives are just completely ruined.
So, Alana, we've seen reports about how much of the island has power, but you've been watching people in their everyday lives just trying to manage.
Yeah. And what you've just said about how many people have power is important because in the States, you know, where I was before 10 days ago, I would hear all the time that something like 40% of Puerto Ricans had power. Now it's close to 50%, the government says. But that's not true here on the ground because that number that they're referring to is actually about electricity generated. It's not about the electricity that's getting to people's homes. The priority here are hospitals, water pumps, things like that. And so people's homes, for the most part, are not powered. And that's been really frustrating to people here to hear that in the States, we have a warped sense of what the conditions are like here on the ground. I spoke with Ilana Correa. She's a junior at the University of Puerto Rico in Río Piedras. And here's what she told me.
It's pretty difficult, you know, doing work. You know, because I have no laptop, internet is pretty much broken, and the only thing I really have in my house is water, and that's sometimes.
So she has water and not even all the time, and Alana, you've been spending some time in the homes of Puerto Ricans.
I have, yeah. So the other day I was in Isabela, which is a small coastal community in the northwest, and I was speaking with a few people out in the park in people's homes, and one concern there was even if the power came back, you know, last week, for example, for Raul Correa, who got electricity back for the first time on Friday, he's still really concerned about the water because it's coming out of his tap, but...
Estamos cogiendo agua del grifo, de la pluma,
y we're taking water from the tap, but we can't use it. You can't drink it because of the consequences. It carries serious diseases, and someone could have to go to the hospital or even die.
And what he's referring to there is leptospirosis, which is a waterborne bacterial infection that the government has been warning about here. You know, I get into the car and I hear radio ads all the time reminding people that they have to boil their water for at least 3 minutes before drinking it. And everyone I've spoken to says that the water comes and goes. So there's also this sense that at any moment you have to hoard water because it could be gone the next day. And the government here says that 90% of the population has running water. That's according to a website they have up called status.pr. But obviously you get here on the ground and you realize that that is not the experience that people are having.
What other moments have you seen that have really affected you while you've been there?
So the other day I was in Ciales and there was a band playing. So listen to this, Todd. There was a guy who got up. And there's a style of music here called pie forzado. It's sort of troubadour style improvised. So this guy starts singing about the hurricane. And he says, destroyed my Borinquen, which Borinquen is the name of the island here, Puerto Rico. So he says, gracias Padre Amado por la fuerza de mi gente. So thank you, beloved Father, for the strength of my people.
The sounds of everyday life in Puerto Rico as citizens there continue to try to recover after Hurricane Maria 2 months ago. Alana Casanova Burgess is with WNYC. Thanks, Alana.
Thank you, Todd.
And you can follow Alana's travels in Puerto Rico on her Twitter feed at Alana Lama.